Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from James and Thomas. And they didn't send me any topics, so I wanted to discuss how to solve the fertility crisis. I've mentioned many times before that the only way for the human race to survive above replacement fertility again is if we use artificial wombs and robo-nannies to reproduce. I don't see any other way to solve the problem. Children were an asset on the farm and they're a liability in modern society, so we aren't reproducing in numbers sufficient enough to replenish the population. Women won't like men creating technology to take away their birthing monopoly, and they'll probably petition governments to stop that loss. But governments will most likely ignore them because they want tax-paying citizens in the future to mooch off of. If single men nor single women are willing to reproduce, then governments have this technology, they might just use it themselves. Children born as kids to the state. The tradcucks will also fight the technology, but even they are at 1.9 to 2.0 replacement fertility in America. Traditionalism won't save us, and the current gynocentric soy society won't save us either. And both sides will be pissed off at the solution. But humans will embrace the technological solution because they're lazy. And there's a book out there about how only 2% of people are willing to take the stairs given the choice between stairs and an elevator. We tend to choose the easiest solution to fulfill our goals. People would rather go to work and pay a daycare nanny to raise their kids rather than spend time doing it themselves. So people would definitely accept a robotic caregiver for their children if that option was available, because it'd probably do a much better job in the daycare and would most likely be doing a better job raising a child than a human being. The kid wouldn't be neglected and the android would actually be able to pull off from the experience of millions of other prior customers and kids. People will probably protest against this even while not having enough kids or raising them, but eventually it will be embraced. Someone was recently messaging me being very critical of my legacy, saying that people were using my talking points to promote so-called male supremacy. I told him that people take the easiest option, and he told me that the only way to fix the problem between men and women was for men to fight for their rights and the men's rights movement to win. I told him it's not going to happen, because women, simps, and white knights tend to make up the laws, and I was involved with the men's rights movement, and they never accomplished anything. The guy contacting me seemed very young and idealistic, thinking that humans would work hard to fix the problem. Not with AI about to create cognitive diminishment in the majority of the population. To be able to think, you need to be able to write. And kids are already using AI to write their assignments for them, and Gen Z and Alpha are already seeing their intelligence drop compared to older generations. I also told them that I believe that women should keep their rights, and that they can girl boss their way out of existence for all I care. He thought that just proved that I wasn't for having men live their own independent paths, but that I was just demonizing women too much. I told him the goal was to bring female nature to the surface so that men can understand it. The goal was to make MGTOW mainstream, and to help it sink in, you need to get guys to feel the red pill rage. When it comes to women, you have to appeal to men's emotions and not necessarily just their intellect. As for technologies like sex bots, artificial wombs, and robo-nannies, people a couple hundred years from now are going to wonder how we ever made it without them. Science fiction writers often predict the future perfectly because they understand human nature and what technologies would make life easier and project that humans will invent and use them in the future. That men need a replacement for sex, companionship, love, reproduction, and child-rearing. That in this day and age, relying on them from a wife is just too damn dangerous. People want the most efficient and cost-effective solutions. Growing up as someone who spent most of his childhood alone due to not knowing how to speak English very much until I was around 7 or 8, and because my parents didn't put me into daycare or junior kindergarten, I got avoidant personality disorder. That and I was an only child up until the age of 5 or 6. I can't tell you how terrible it is living with that condition. You want to spend time with people and get close to them, but after a short period of time, you just want to push them away. But if a robo-nanny or robo-friend existed while I was growing up, then I wouldn't have to deal with the feeling that I want people around and I don't want people around me simultaneously. All the anxiety from that most likely caused other health issues for me. Now I also might be dealing with gout, though I didn't eat any foods that actually cause it. My joint below my big toe seems inflamed and too painful to walk very much. I'm getting really tired of managing multiple health issues, and I know that more will be coming their way in coming years. But getting back to the future and fertility, I strongly believe that the only way for governments to take things seriously is for fertility rates to fall further and further. And that can only happen if sex bots show up. Hopefully if I'm still around in 3 or 4 years, I can finally get to work on that. If that works, then the idea would be to roll the profits into artificial wombs, but that still leaves the robot nanny androids. Hopefully that won't take more than 100 years to develop. Without them, the whole fertility crisis doesn't get solved. All three of those things need to be created. If we get artificial wombs and robo-nannies, and governments ban sex bots effectively, then governments will probably take over reproduction. If we just get sex bots, then fertility crashes catastrophically without those artificial wombs. But if we get artificial wombs and sex bots, then you can see most single men reproducing without women. Those are some of the potential futures. I don't know the ultimate outcome in that order. But I do know that eventually the human race will spend more time socializing with technology than we do with other people. We're already there with social media. People would rather spend more time online than with their friends and family. People are already starting to have AI boyfriends and girlfriends. Putting their program into an Android is inevitable. It just comes down to timelines and innovation. I remember a few years ago watching a Sam Vaknin video about human socialization, and he reached the conclusion that human beings don't actually need each other, that we can get our dopamine from digital devices instead of one another. In fact, watching porn is easier than going out on a date and having a relationship so you get sex, when it comes to getting dopamine. Why do you think the gooning has become so popular? Sex was the carrot to trick people into reproducing, and now with technology in our pockets, sex has a lot less power. So much so that we're now in a sex session. And the amount of sex people are having continues to fall over the last 10 to 20 years, meaning that fertility rates will probably inevitably fall below 1 in most Western countries. The young people not dating or coupling up today are the same ones who won't be having kids in 5 to 10 years. It's going to get a lot worse before it gets any better. Our only hope is to innovate our way out of this human-mouse utopia experiment. The only way Dr. Calhoun was able to temporarily keep the mouse utopias from collapsing was basically by introducing new mice, but within a generation or two, they too stopped reproducing as well. That's exactly what's happening with mass immigration in the West. Once those outside places like India fall below replacement, which they have, then that strategy no longer works. The only cheat code is technology used to breed a steady stream of healthy and well-adjusted humans, only to then introduce them into a mentally sick society until their offspring stop breeding a few generations out as well. Using artificial wombs to kind of prop up humanity in a zombie state, and to keep the population from completely collapsing. Previous civilizations like the Romans, for one, also dealt with this same problem, and they brought in foreigners in as citizens from wild areas north and east of the empire. We don't have that luxury because the whole world is pretty much civilized now. We don't have the luxury of time either. It's a race against the clock to build those three technologies as quickly as possible, before our populations fall too far and too fast. I'm confident that humans will solve this problem before it collapses, but many of us won't like it because it won't feel natural and women will especially be pissed off, and I suspect that many of them would rather see civilization collapse rather than lose their gynocracy. I'm hopeful that men will adopt these technologies regardless of women's complaints, and those have to be most of the conservative men because those are the ones that are the only ones wanting to have enough kids to get the fertility rates above replacement. I'm also not sure fertility rates for everyone will also go up if having kids was made cheap and easy through technology. Today's not-so-mystery link is Rollo Tomasi talking about women's sexual function being replaced by robots as well. But I think he's wrong about the haptic suits. Any sexual gratification technology for men has to be easy and as frictionless as possible, and no one is going to want to put on a suit to shoot their shots. He's right about AR-VR headsets. But as far as I'm concerned, they have to be as close to real life as possible. And that involves a doll with a few robotic functions, with the projection skin of an AI girlfriend or real woman. Even still, the dolls are heavy and they don't clean themselves. But that's the closest solution I've seen to this problem so far. And it's still going to cost you multiple thousands of dollars when you take the AR glasses into consideration. Unless, of course, you use your phone, which becomes VR that films everything outside that's real and augmented, and then projects things back to you. I can talk about this all I want, but in the end I'll have to spend $500,000 to $1 million trying out different combinations until I find the best one. All my experience building Lego mocks is training me for that because I have to pick the best colors and designs and I have to keep going back over and over again over my older designs and refining them. The same thing will need to be done with any virtual sex system. I'll know I have it when everything lines up perfectly with enough attempts. Being creative and building something, you always imagine it one way, and then when it's built, it looks totally different. That's part of the process. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Thomas and James for the donations, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that men will eventually be smashing machines named Barbie instead of real women named Barbara. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. Also, if you want to help me keep on making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women from trying to end me when I put out the technology that takes their power away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.